This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, January 5th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Weeks after President Trump ordered health officials to review the childhood vaccine schedule and weigh recommending fewer shots, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today reduced the number of vaccines it recommends for children. The result is a major shift that officials say will bring the U.S. recommendations more similar to those of other developed countries. The move, which is effective immediately, fulfills longtime goals of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other vaccine skeptics who have questioned the number and benefit of the vaccines children receive. CDC now will recommend children receive 11 vaccines rather than the current list of 17. That puts the U.S. in line with the smaller country of Denmark. CDC said it will recommend for all children are vaccinated against diseases, quote, for which there is international consensus. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the Trump administration is pursuing the national interests of the U.S. when it comes to Venezuela. Rubio said no more drug trafficking, no more Iran Hezbollah presence there, and no more using the oil industry to enrich all of our adversaries around the world and not benefiting the people of Venezuela or, frankly, benefiting the United States and the region. China is condemning the action by the U.S. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says the Chinese are heavily involved in that South American country.
China had been working to establish a presence there in Venezuela. They held much of the financing of Venezuela to help prop up their economy. In return, Venezuela would provide cheap oil to China, but it also gave them a presence in the Caribbean just to our south. So, in fact, there was a high-level meeting of Chinese delegation with Maduro just hours before he was apprehended.
Suderman says market discussion today echoed possible geopolitical action by the Chinese.
Does this speed up the timetable for reunifying Taiwan to China? We don't think that it does unless we have to send troops into Venezuela to maintain peace in the streets and during the power transition. If that happens, then that may precipitate China making a move on Taiwan at that point.
Suderman speculates that a Chinese move on Taiwan would likely precipitate additional tariff and trade implications between the top two economies of the globe. Suderman says today's bounce back in the soybean market was a reality check from 2 weeks of holiday trading.
I think it's a sense that the market oversold in that post-Christmas sell-off, a sense that we came down a long ways and China is still buying. And I think a realization by the industry that China has bought a lot more soybeans than what USDA has confirmed to this point. Our cash sources would indicate that China has bought just shy of 10 million metric tons at this point.
Also today, StoneX offering their latest forecast on the size of the Brazilian soybean crop.
For the soybean crop, we're at 177.6 million metric tons. It's about 2.6 million metric tons above where USDA is currently at. There have been some other private estimates from within Brazil itself that are higher than us, closer to 180 million metric tons. At this point, I feel very good about what our customers told us at 177.6, considering some of the dryness in the south and some of the excess of wetness elsewhere. That's up about 10 million metric tons from last year's crop, and it's going to be better than a 2 billion bushels, larger than what we just produced here in the United States.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.